Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Simon and Jude, amongst the first chosen by our Lord for the Apostolic College. It is not quite well known why their feast is celebrated together. It is believed perhaps that because for a time they preached both of them in the area of Mesopotamia. And it is often, as in the case with the early saints of the church, most biographers tell us that we do not know met much about Saint Simon and Jude, but indeed, this in one way is a false way of looking at it, because we know all that we need to know about Saint Simon and Jude. We know that which was essential in their lives, that by the very fact we celebrate their feast, they loved God above all things, and because they loved God, they were faithful to their mission, and hence they loved their neighbor as themselves for God's sakes. For being amongst the Apostolic College, they were chosen to establish the church in the world. And so truly, we know much about them because their message has gone out to all the world and indeed continues to go out to the world and will until the end of time through their successes. We know that because of this, Saint Simon and Jude were both zealous and took no repose in preaching the gospel to the pagan lands. They would for this ultimately pay the ultimate price, and indeed part of the reason why St. Jude is perhaps the patron saint of impossible causes is because his final missionary activity was done in Armenia, and it took 250 years after the shedding of his blood for those people to convert en masse to the Christian faith. And so he truly, as these people showed themselves obstinate, Saint Jude would continue to labor for them from his heavenly kingdom and ultimately would gain for them the grace of conversion. And so we rejoice today because God in his mercy has smiled upon us and established his church in a most special way, that it was to be founded by the 12 apostles, amongst whom were Saint Simon and Jude. And because of their zealous labor for the Lord, we do not know much about their personal lives, because they were more interested in communicating the love of Jesus Christ to all peoples and to all lands. And this they did in a most heroic way. And so they contributed in a special way in that miracle of our Lord, which is said by many theologians to be the greatest of his miracles after his Eucharistic presence. But indeed, even his Eucharistic presence cannot come amongst us unless that miracle of his church, perduring until the end of time, is true. And so the fact that the Catholic Church is present in the world today is the greatest miracle worked by our Lord, and because of it, the priesthood is perpetuated and the holy sacrifice of the Mass continues, and as Scripture and our Lord promised us, will continue until the end of time. And so the apostles saw through the persecutions and the trials and tribulations in their time, and we must see through the persecutions and the trials and tribulations of our time. For when we look upon the state of the church and of the world through human eyes, we are driven to despair. But we must have the eyes of the apostle, who knew full well that the Lord cannot deceive nor be deceived, and in doing so he promised the apostles that his church would continue until the end of time. And so they labored in their time, as we must learn from them to labor in our time. We must not look for external proofs that Christ is present in his church. We must look to the end, that he has promised to be faithful to his promise, and no matter how bad the state of the world may appear, he will eventually renew it with his love, renew it with his forgiveness. This is the message that Saint Simon and Saint Jude would bring to the pagan worlds. Repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It truly is at hand, and it will continue until the end of time. And so let us this day especially pray to Saint Simon and Jude, that they may pray for us, but most especially that they may pray and intercede for those members of Christ's mystical body who are essential to her perduring until the end of time. That is, their success is the bishops, that they too may be heroic in defending the faith, that they too may be willing to shed their blood for the defense in defending all the doctrines of Christ. And indeed, one of the successes of the apostles, and indeed a great successor of St. Peter himself, Pope John Paul II, has told us that if bishops are not zealous in defending the doctrine of the indissolubility of marriage, he prophesied that whole Catholic diocese would disappear, because he truly understood this mystery of the integrity of the faith, that if one doctrine, and most especially a doctrine that is at the very core of the survival of society, that is the sacrament of matrimony, by which a man and a woman united provide other married vocations for the Church and provide religious and priestly vocations for the Church. And so the apostles, knowing and understanding this, would defend with all their heart and all their soul the priority of the Christian understanding of the family. And so they would truly be willing to die rather than compromise these truths in the pagan world. And ultimately, it was those truths that would get most of the apostles martyred. It was when they began to teach that what Christ said he meant, that one man and one woman would be united together in matrimony, not under their own power, which they cannot perdure in, but by the grace of God, they will show themselves faithful in marriage, because Christ showed himself faithful when he married himself to his mystical body. And so let us be thankful this day for Saints Simon and Jude and all the apostles. Let us ask them to pray for the bishops, for their handing on the faith is the very core of the survival of the Church. And let us also turn in a special way to St. Jude, who had the added blessing of being legally the cousin of our Lord and Savior. And so he is often depicted with a square in his hand in order to denote the nobility of human labor when it is done for Christ, but most especially to denote that he was a follower of the architect of the Church, that is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that he was called in a special way, as were all the apostles and all the members of the mystical body, to continue to build up the edifice of the Church, both by our human labors, but primarily by our life of prayer and of penance and entering into the sacramental mysteries. For they taught us well that the Church is made up of living stones, and that when we dedicate ourselves entirely to God, and give up our lives as the apostles did, and that is precisely why they are considered one of the reasons they are the foundation of the Church, for they are amongst the first who gave up their lives for the kingdom of God, and so they truly laid the stones. But the death of each and every Christian, whether it be a death of blood martyrdom or the white martyrdom by which we perdure in the faith of the apostles, when we pass from this life faithful to Christ, we build up the edifice of Christ. It is another stone laid in the edifice of Jesus Christ, the Church, and so it continues to grow, it continues to get bigger and greater each and every moment, not necessarily by means of numbers, but by way of charity, in which souls truly give themselves up entirely so that the Lord may live, and living in them, he may come to live in the world by our good example and our good witness. And this is what the apostles did. And this is precisely why, especially in the early Church, not much is known about the personal details of their lives, but everything is known about them by the very fact that we call them saints. And when we call an apostle a saint, we are dealing with something very extraordinary, for they were called after the Mother of God and the Vicar of Christ to the most extraordinary response of grace that is possible for a human soul in this world. And they perdured, and hence they truly exercised charity in its most profound way. And so let us pray to St. Simon and Jude that we too may love the Lord above all things, and then like them we may love our neighbors as ourselves, according to the vocation God has given us within his mystical body, so that we too at the end of our lives may be laid in the edifice that is the Church, that greatest of God's miracles. established by the blood on Calvary, sustained by the efforts of the mystical body as they lay down their life for him who first laid down his life for them, so that when the Lord comes again, he will find her holy and immaculate, just like he found his mother, pleasing to him, and then all will rejoice with him for all eternity in heaven.